All right, good morning, folks. I just want to spend a couple minutes on a few topics this morning. It's been a while. I noticed that there's been a lot of activity on that most recent podcast that I sent out, which was really nothing more than just an audio version of Mark Levin and Dan Bongino. It's a fantastic interview. If you have not heard that podcast, you need to go back, listen to it. It has a lot of meaty information in it. But my real big focus this morning is this is Thursday morning, September 26th, 2019. And there's a lot of activity, a lot of things going on right now. And there's a lot of fake activity. And I mean things like the impeachment inquiry. It is not a real deal yet. You hear people talking about how we're officially in impeachment mode. No, they're not. Until they put it to a vote before the House, they're not. It's not really official. But you're going to hear a lot of talk about that, and that's fine. Now, what I want to really reiterate is I think there are a number of people that completely misunderstood what actually took place yesterday. Okay? You had, and this is post Nancy's conference Tuesday evening, right? So Wednesday comes along, and Wednesday morning, Trump's people release the memo of the transcript. And there's confusion on that too. This isn't complete. Yes, it was complete. If you understand anything about the process in which they went through or go through in all of this, what happens is a team of very qualified people who transcribe to the best of their ability the conversation that is had. It's not recorded. Okay, there is an audio of it. Instead, it is live people taking down the information as accurately as they can and reporting it. So it is not verbatim. It won't have a bunch of dot, 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 ums, and all of that kind of thing in there. And if they have trouble understanding a section of it, they put in the word inaudible, and they move on. Okay, so that's how this process works. So that memo that was released yesterday, that was, I think, 5 pages, that's it. But that is all that exists of this. And it will be for anything transcribed in this manner. So don't let anybody tell you that, oh, this is just the memo. It's not the transcript. We need the transcript. There isn't anything else. That's it. That's all that exists. Now, that gets released. And I've read through it, and yes, I think parts of it come off corny to me. And what I mean corny is that it comes off, this is just my take on it. And it may be that this comes out eventually as being true, may not be. But my take when I was reading it was, this reads like somebody saying, this reads like a setup. And what I mean a setup here is that it reads as if Trump was going, okay, this is going to be a conversation that we're going to intentionally have. It's going to appear in a certain way. We're going to release it. And it was, if you've read it, please read it. Okay, that's important. Please read it. Don't go with what people on TV, regardless of what station it's on, tell you is in it. Read it. It's 5 pages. It doesn't take that long. And you'll notice that it reads like a picture-perfect conversation, okay? Part of that is because it's being transcribed as I'm hearing it and I'm trying to put it down. So you're not going to have the ums and ahs and things in there. But it is, my gut tells me that it was a setup, meaning that Trump knew that he would be releasing this or other conversations during the process of taking all this system down. And so he releases it. The media go crazy. The politicians go crazy. They all put their faces on TV and they start spouting off their reasonings for stuff. And in some cases, before the memo even came out, before the transcript was even there, they're making comments, right? They're already convinced that this is impeachable content, even though they hadn't seen it yet. But they come out, they spend the first half of the day spitting all this stuff out, okay, talking about, you know, this is not, I mean, look at how he was pressured. Look at how Ukrainian system was tweaked against them in Trump's hands. And da-da-da-da-da-da. Trump allows all this to go on for the first half of the day. And then in the afternoon, he has a press conference, or he allows the press in while he's sitting there with the Ukrainian leader. So they can ask the Ukrainian leader right there about this transcript, to which he then comes back and says he never felt pushed. He doesn't want to be involved in our election. It's none of that. So it completely takes the wind out of everything they spent the first half of the day building up. Now, they don't paint it that way. They never accept defeat, ever. Okay, remember, we're still working in 2019 with a situation where people still don't admit that Hillary Clinton lost in 2016. If they can't admit something 3 years down the road, they're not going to admit in the same day that they were had. But Trump ran this thing yesterday like a beast. And like him or not, this is what he does. This is his business. This is his realm. Okay? And what has happened is that he has turned the White House situation from being a political area to being a business area. He looked shaky at first, and he made some fobbles of some things in the beginning stages because he was trying to get his bearing in a very different world. Once he had that world figured out, the business mode took over. And that's what you've seen in Trump, I would say, in the last year and a half. Year. Okay? A very polished Trump. Now, the media is going to tell you he's not polished, and they would laugh at this. And I get that. They can do that all they want to. Okay? The media also defends pedophiles. Okay? So You can't go with that. And if you're listening to MSNBC, I mean, Morning Joe, I mean, let's remember, a young intern was found, I think she was an intern, she was either a secretary or an intern, was found dead behind his desk in his office. So you can't rely on Morning Joe, okay? He's not an ethical high figure. So if you're listening to those kind of folks, you still don't get it. But it is a business area now. And so there is DC politics, and then there's what I would call New York politics. Trump is the New York politics guy, and he's brought it to DC. And it's about business codes, it's about regulations, it's about ownership of things, and it's about playing poker with your opponent. Trump doesn't have foreign enemies as much as he has political enemies. A lot of these leaders like him because he tells them how it is from his perspective. They cannot look at him and say, okay, I don't really know what you mean. They know exactly what he means. And that's part of why people don't like what Trump says, because it is pretty clear what he is telling you. You just don't like what you're hearing. But all of this is in control. But it was no accident that he did what he did yesterday regarding Ukraine. It was a setup. It was a classic chess move on his part. And if you're still not seeing that, if you're still freaking out over these different things that are going on, if you're still wondering what's going to happen, You just aren't opening your eyes up to the reality of this. Okay, we knew this stuff a long time ago. And if you haven't caught on to the fact that they have literally gone from 3 years of Russia and Russia collusion will lead to impeachment to suddenly, no, it's none of that. It's now this Ukrainian thing. And they're going to push the Ukrainian thing because Trump's pushing the Biden-Ukrainian thing. If the Biden-Ukrainian thing were to disappear, they would shut down Ukraine and move on to something else. If Trump had dirt on something going on in China, suddenly it would be a China collusion thing that he would be up for impeachment inquiry on. Do you get it? It's not... They don't have anything. And let me give you some historical background. Every single time a Republican has gotten into office, the opposing party, which has been the Democrats, has attempted to or has filed toward impeachment hearings. Every single time. Throughout our history, every time a Republican wins the office, the Democratic Party seeks impeachment. Now, let's put this into perspective as far as how it has worked for them. We have had two presidents impeached. Both of them were Democrats. The Democrat Party seeks impeachment of every Republican that takes office in the White House. But it turns out none of them have been impeached. Only two Democrat presidents have. Now, does that have anything to do with Trump? Not really. Other than the fact to say the Democrats are impeachment crazed. Anytime they lose an election, throughout our United States history, every time they lose an election, they seek to impeach. They find it, they cannot understand how they lost. Why everybody doesn't think the way they think. This is what they're doing. They're like, I don't get it. I don't understand. Why does not everybody see that abortion is a right? Why does everybody not see that the planet is burning up? What does everybody not see that it's the gun that causes the problem, not the person? This is how they are. And they don't understand. And they get angry and they throw a fit. Because nobody wanted to play with their person. Nobody wanted to buy their junk. Nobody wanted to drink their Kool-Aid. And it's sick and it's twisted and it's demented and it's childish. But it's real. And it wouldn't have mattered if somebody else had been in the position of the Republican candidate and had won. I guarantee you, any Republican that had won this position would be facing the same issues that Trump is facing right now, in some form or fashion. Every single one of them. Ask yourself, though, how many of them would have folded? How many of them could have taken it? I think the list would be zero. Trump plays hardball. And he's got the goods on all of them. And they're scared to death of him. It's just reality, folks. They are scared to death of Trump. And worse, they're scared to death of his popularity with the American people. Which means they're scared to death of us. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know what to do with it. And it scares the hell out of them. So I tell you all of this to say, go into your Thursday happy. Go into your Thursday knowing it's all under control. I love y'all. I'm praying for y'all. Where we go one, we go all.